All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. I think it's the beginning of the end of my life today.
The beginning of the end of your life? Well, every day is
I'll tell you what happened.
First day of the rest of your life.
At 3:30 this afternoon, I go to a doctor in the San Fernando Valley.
Wow, you're setting it up like a news item.
Get my eyes checked. My wife made the appointment. She wanted to get an eye exam for herself, and I want to get an eye exam for myself.
Yeah.
And we brought my daughter there, and the three of us are sitting there, and she gets examined first, and she needs, like, glasses to wear at night because she gets, you know, the lights are, you know, they star.
On the road?
Yeah.
Yes, right, right.
They get all crazy.
That's common, I think.
But she's had glasses since she was six. Then she had the laser eye treatment.
Yeah, how'd that work for her?
10 years ago.
Oh, that's great.
And she sees 20/20.
Perfect.
A better eyesight than I do.
That's great.
So she gets out of the chair, and I'm next. And the doctor says, you know, can you read that line?
And they put the thing up to you, right? They
No, this is before that.
Oh, all right.
You just hold, you know, one thing over your left eye, one thing over your right. And he says, can you read that bottom line? And for the first, I've always had 20/20.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see DNA.
Yeah, man.
You know, I could go down and work for LAPD.
Right.
And I couldn't read that line.
Oh, really? The last line?
The bottom line. He says, can you read the line above it? And I said, yeah. VMOTP, whatever it was.
Got it.
And he goes, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. I said, are you kidding me? I'm looking at it. He goes, how about the line above that? And I nailed that one.
Yeah.
So he does the whole thing. He puts the thing in front of you and he flicks this, you know, one or two. And he then he writes some stuff down. And my daughter and my wife are sitting there.
It's a dark room.
Right. And he says to me, after he's done, he turns the lights on and he says, Tim, I don't want you to get emotional over this in front of your daughter. And I said, because he looks, you know, with the light, he looks in your eyes as well. And I, my grandmother had glaucoma and cataracts.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, do I have eye cancer? Cancer of the eye? He says, no. I said, well, then just lay the news on me.
Oh, Tim, what?
He says, you need reading glasses.
That's it?
I said, how many complete effing pussies do you deal with where you think I'm going to get emotional because I have to put glasses on to read?
Yeah, the warning was, that's scary to me. That warning's unprofessional because
I said, who the F do you think I am? I said, what kind of cowardly baby do you think, or do you deal with every day? We have to warn guys about this.
Well, some people see it. I think some people, and it's not this, but I think some people view it as a sign of just getting older.
Moving on?
Of just getting older. And maybe for some people, that's difficult to deal with.
Yeah, I've been in denial with my eyes for about a year.
Oh.
I've been,
We've talked here off the air about,
like for instance, when I just read you that article,
right?
I had to struggle through it because I can't see that type.
Yeah, then you need to get some glasses.
I went today. They're going to be done in a week and a half.
Yeah,
I think you're going to like them.
I think I will. I think, actually,
I'm so cheap that I went with the ones that you get for free because you have eye insurance.
Oh, no, you didn't, Tim.
They don't look too snazzy. They look like my grandmother's glasses.
Oh, Tim, you need to not do that. You have.
I didn't want to pay the extra $40 to get the decent frames.
Get out of here. You have, you're a nice-looking man. You should nice pair of glasses
Thank
on.
You very much.
You have a face. See, I have a big, fat face, so I really, when I put glasses on, I look like an idiot. But you have a thin, kind of angular face.
Thank you.
So you'll look nice. But now this, see, for example, my eyes, I'm like 20/100.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay.
Why don't you get glasses?
Because the doctor says, see, now in this studio, far from me, how many feet do you think I am from that board?
Probably about 10 feet.
All right, 10
now, can you see?
Yes.
Can you see Danny Bonaducci naked on that picture?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me what color his pubic hair is?
Yes, it's orange.
Orange, okay. All right. And what color is his chest hair?
It's orange and gray.
All right. Well, see, you got good eyes.
No, honestly.
See, I can't see that.
Okay,
I can't see his bush from here.
Okay, Tim. There's cards from the Adam Carolla Show, and they're names of bits on the show written on index cards. Now, watch this.
You can't read that?
I can read every one of them.
Oh, well, then you've got 20.
Okay, this eye, if I close here, I see a blur of just the colors of the cards.
Is that right?
Yeah, this eye is totally. See, that clock
right
up above your head, The traditional clock, not the digital.
Can you read Edom, Evil Adam from there?
Yes. I can read. Okay, I can read. Well, I just.
Can you read Things to Do Before Adam Dies?
Yes. Music Monday, Home Improvement Calls.
Gay Walking.
Who
can you read
the,
that?
Who the F sells this S?
Ryan.
Yes, I can read.
You're pretty good.
Blah, blah, blog. Deaf frat guy.
All right, you got it. But I think it is, you know, it is the sign of the beginning of the end.
No, a lot of guys have glasses, too.
All right, well, what is the sign of the beginning of the end?
Well, eye cancer, I think.
Is when you're leaking in your pants?
Yeah, that's one of them. Actually, you know what? I think when you can't.
It's when you're sitting at a poker table and you don't get up to urinate, you just go in your pants?
No, one of the signs is when you can't.
In your pants! It's funny.
One of the signs, I think, is when you can't leave the house because you just constantly have to, you know, go or you can't control the
All
going.
All right, and let's ask the audience, what is the beginning of the end? If it's not getting glasses.
It's not getting glasses.
What is the beginning of it's over?
You get glasses like that. Look at Elton John.
That's the one I picked out, with the rhinestones.
Oh, you're going to look great.
All right, 520-9710.
He was just on CNN.
He looks great.
You picked those glasses? That's nice.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. What is the sign that you're moving on? You're pressing on.
Right, in terms of...
Did you just fart? I thought I heard something over there.
No, Tim, I didn't. Just as every time in the 3 years I've been here you've asked me, the answer is no, because I, as a broadcaster, will not do that in front of you. I wouldn't...
Let's listen back to it.
Well, I didn't hear anything. When you can't...
It's when you're sitting at a poker table and you don't get up to urinate, you just...
Did
you
go
in
it?
Your pants?
No, one of the signs is when you can't...
I heard something.
All right, it's coming
That's
up
funny.
Here. Let's see if Brian
One of the
farted.
Signs, I think, is when you can't leave the house because you just constantly have to, you know, go or you can't control the
All
going.
All right, and let's ask the audience, what is the beginning of the end? If it's not getting glasses.
It's not getting glasses.
What is the beginning of it's over?
You get glasses like that. Look at Elton John.
That's the one I picked out, with the rhinestones.
Oh, you're going to look great.
All right, 520-9710.
He was just on CNN.
He looks great.
You picked those glasses? That's nice.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. What is the sign that you're moving on? You're pressing on.
Right, in terms
Did you
of...
Did just fart? I heard it. I think I heard it,
I didn't hear anything, and Tim, I didn't fart.
All right. I'm not saying that you did it on purpose, but right. Some people just accidentally fart.
Right, Tim, I'll say it again.
Maybe that's a sign you're moving on when you can't control can't hear your own farts.
I'll say it again, Tim. I have full control of all my bodily functions, knock on wood, thank God. And because we work so close to each other, I told you 3 years ago.
Wouldn't that be a fear of yours?
And you can ask anyone.
I know.
I don't think you farted. I'm convinced
you did not.
I'd like to finish the sentence.
All right.
You can ask anyone that I've ever worked with in this close proximity. I would not. Fart in here.
All
if
right.
I had to, I would leave the room
All
because
right.
this is a small space and we're together. I would never, ever do that. And I would ask that you would never, ever do that because.
Once in a while I do, but I just, you know, I can't control it.
Okay.
But
hey, Brian farts all the time when he hosts with Sam, though.
He does?
I hear it all the time.
Wow.
And he doesn't try to mask it either.
Excuse me?
All right. Listen. Let's not bust Whitman's balls. But isn't this one of your biggest fears? As you get older, like in your 60s or 70s, and your hearing is not so great.
Yeah.
And you can't hear whether you're farting?
I hadn't considered that, but that would be, it would be potentially, you'd be potentially embarrassed. You might embarrass yourself.
There's a great doctor's joke. A guy goes into an old man goes into a doctor's office, and the doctor says, "What's wrong?" He goes, "I'm having silent emissions." And the doctor goes, "Okay, the first thing I'd like to do is check your hearing." Because he's farting and he can't hear it. Get along. All right. The sign that it's almost over. Viv in Santa Clarita, you're on 97.1.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
This is Viv.
How are you?
So good. How are you guys?
Good. Good. What do you got?
Well, I think the beginning of the end has got to be erectile dysfunction.
Oh, actually, that's probably a good one.
ED, erectile dysfunction.
But they have medication for that now, so it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, what you're on it, right?
Excuse me?
Well, you're on. What are you on? What do you have in the medicine cabinet?
Oh, okay.
Is it Viagra?
No, it's not. I'm not on anything for erectile dysfunction. I don't have erectile dysfunction. I do, however, sometimes recreationally, as I've said to you 1,000 times, recreationally, I'll take like a Levitra or something just for fun.
How'd you get those?
I asked the doctor for them.
But the doctor said you don't have the problem. Why would I give you these?
Because I'm on antidepressants. And it said on the prescription, it says, you know, one of the side effects could be. And I said to him, oh, I'm very fearful of that side effect. He said, oh, I'll write you something for it in case you see what I'm saying.
That's a good doctor.
So, yes.
All right. Let's talk to Eric in Burbank. You're on 97.1.
Hello, you guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hello,
not bad.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Eric. How are you, you bitch?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Anyway, Tim, I just want to let you know about the glasses.
Right.
It is the end.
Oh, no.
I'm an optician.
No.
I'm an optician.
Right. The whole body time. The whole body starts on the eye, with the eyes, right?
Yes.
Right.
Everything goes within the eyes. And no, I'm just joking.
No.
Tim's at about the age, then, if you are an optician, Eric. Our buddy Conway here is 44. That's about the right age. Actually, probably a little bit late for reading glasses,
yes,
right?
What's the difference between what's the difference between an optician and an optometrist?
Well, he's not a doctor, this guy.
Optician, I just can't examine your eyes. I can't give you a refraction.
Oh, I see.
Well, you're also, with all due respect, sir, you're not a doctor.
No. He ain't a doctor. But Tim, I can make you some reading glasses, real nice ones with rhinestones and everything. Like. No problem.
All right, buddy, I appreciate it, man. You're a big
thank
stud.
You,
all right, there
very,
he goes.
Very nice. Tim, can you describe for the audience and for me the glasses you picked?
I'll bring them in.
Well, no, they're not ready yet, so I'm asking you now.
They're real low end. They're the ones that the insurance covers.
Okay. Are the frames big or small or narrow? Or?
They're like see through purple. No, I don't know what they are. All right, Craig in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How you doing?
Hey, how do you know it's the beginning of the end, dude?
Well, it's not only the eyes, and it's not only the bladder, but it's forgetting where the bathroom is when you got to take a pee.
Ah,
yeah,
right.
When you're getting up every hour of the night to pee, but you can't remember where the bathroom is, that could be actually a sign that the body's got some problems.
Yeah, that's also a bad sign for your wife as well.
By the way, I was getting up a lot last night.
Were you?
Yeah,
that's diabetes.
Ah,
got to check out the diabetes.
I have to check my sugar levels.
All right, Victor in Anaheim. How do you know when you're getting really old there, dude?
How are you guys doing? I would say that when the daughter starts dating.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, you're far from that.
How old's your daughter?
They're babies right now.
The baby birds?
I got a 9-month-old and a 3-year-old.
Hey, excellent.
Is
that 9-month-old a daughter?
They're both girls. I got both girls, and that's it.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
Weed, then?
No, I smoke weed.
Does your wife smoke?
No.
All right, that's how you got a girl.
Really?
Yeah. If you smoke cigarettes or weed, you're going to get yourself a girl.
Are you serious?
Most of the time, yeah.
You spend too much time
it's
on
true,
your...
It's true, dude!
Tim, it's not true, and you spend a lot
it
of...
It affects the sperm! That's the really aggressive sperm get wiped out by smoke.
You need to really not spend as much time on
it's
the internet.
It's true, dude. Ask around. Robert in Mission Viejo.
That's fine.
That's a good one. You can't use the F word, though.
No, you can.
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
What he said is fine.
I don't want to talk to that idiot every night. All right. How do you know when you're finally getting old,
man?
Matt in Santa Fe Springs, you're on 97.1.
When you get a cut on your arm and then you go to the doctor and they tell you, well, we're gonna have to cut it off.
That happened to you?
Almost.
Jesus Christ.
You have the diabetes?
Almost.
What was it? An infection developed?
Yes.
How bad? You got a staph infection?
Yes.
Do your answers ever go beyond a single word?
Maybe.
Did that guy depress you, the doctor?
Oh, there he goes. All right.
Sounds like they cut his personality off.
Well, I think that was amputated a long time ago. But no,
they've lanced his personality.
Thank God he has all of his limbs, though. Thank God.
He went in to get his arm cut off, and they cut off his humor.
Yeah, they took
wow.
Yeah.
Guy got a bad day, rub.
They put a vacuum in both of his ears and sucked.
Hey, would you rather them cut off your pinky or your sense of humor? Your ability to laugh and make people laugh.
Oh, no, they could take my pinky. And, yeah.
Is that right?
Well, sure. Do you go through life without the ability to laugh at anything?
How about when somebody told you a joke that you didn't find that interesting? You're like, God damn, I wish I had that pinky back.
Well, by the way, this pinky, have I shown you my pinky, how screwed up it is?
I've not seen your screwed up pinky.
You ready for it?
Sure.
Sure. I'm going to put it up next to my regular one. You see that? This one.
That one's screwed up?
You see how thick it gets and everything?
Oh, yeah. It's fat and bendy.
Yep.
What happened to you?
I broke it when I was like 10 years old, 11 years old. We were playing touch football. I broke it.
And what did you put? Popsicle sticks around it?
No, I went actually to the doctor, and I got a splint, and then the splint was taken off, and about 3 days after that, I broke it again.
Ah.
I said it. So this pinky's been through a lot, man.
Gary in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How do you know when you're getting old, dude?
You know when you're getting old when you feel okay about having a Band-Aid on your face.
All right, hold on 1 second, dude. We're gonna send you some tickets here. A pass for two to see Witless Protection in theaters now.
Hello.
Larry the Cable Guy is a small-town sheriff who unwittingly gets involved with a high-profile FBI case.
Are you insane?
Hey, so he gets Witless Protection. Look at that.
No, I'm Larry.
Thank you very much. Woolsey. I mean,
Gina.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
All right. Let's talk to Chris in Burbank. You're on 97.1.
So my mom's a little older than you, but she decided to spray her hairspray on one morning. When it got all foamy, she looked and was spraying scrubbing bubbles all over her head.
I haven't done that yet, but I have when I was younger. I thought it was hairspray that I was using. It was deodorant, and I sprayed it on my head.
Oh, geez. Well, you know, one of the terrible stories of I think I've told the story of my grandmother has Alzheimer's. She has to live, in a nursing home because it's very advanced. You know, God bless her. It's a terrible disease. But she, for a long time, she lived with my parents. My mom took care of her mom, of her own mom. And she traveled. They would come out and visit me. So one Saturday morning, my mother says, Brian, she comes and wakes me up, bangs on the door. She says, I drank Pine Sol.
Jesus.
I said, are we out of
my word.
We out of Sprite or something?
Yeah.
My grandmother, while my mother wasn't looking, there's cream. My mom had her coffee, and then there was cream and Pine Sol on the kitchen counter. Nana, because of the Alzheimer's, took the Pine Sol into the coffee, and stirred it up. And my mom, first big gulp of the morning.
Oh.
That's a sign of the end, my friend.
To the hospital?
No.
My mother freaked out, and I calmed her down and had her start to drink water. And I called the number on the Pine Sol. There's a number if you, have.
Were they open?
It's an 24 hours. And I said, I've got a very odd situation. My grandmother has Alzheimer's, and she put Pine Sol, and my mother drank it. And do I need to take my mom to the emergency room? And the woman on the phone said, no, just have her drink a lot of water. She may vomit a few times, but it's not going to. It's certainly not going to kill her. It's not going to, be any long-term problem.
Plus, when she urinates, she cleans the toilet. All right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. Malibu Dan is coming up. Stump the Monkey, Sam Simon's here to maybe lay some jack on him.
Sammy Sizzle and Malibu Dan.
Game bars.
If he gets any of these questions right. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
I'm sorry, Sam. What'd you think?
I've been to gay bars.
No.
Sammy.
Sorry.